You're listening to the Escapology Podcast.
Escapology Podcast.
At www.escapology.com.
Escapology.com.
With your host, John Oranya, where he'll talk about how you can start your own business and make more money so you can escape your corporate job. Here now is your business coach, John Oranya.
Hi there, this is John Oranya for another episode of our podcast, and today I'll be answering one of the common questions that I'm getting from some of our kababayan, OFW, and who are really their, most of the OFW, their plans is just to save money, and then from there, they're hoping, you know, pag-uwi nila that they can start a certain business, and since they feel that they have enough capital. But I have to tell you right now, that it's a wrong way to see things in starting a business. What do I mean by that? Okay. The common question is, John, what I I would like to start my own business. What is the right business to start? What is the good business to start? You see, nobody really can tell you that. Nobody. Even I can tell you what is the right or the perfect business for you. Why? Because I don't know who you are. Right? So, in a business, if you spell business, right? B-U-S-I-N-E-S-S. B-U-S-I-N-E-S-S. That's business. If you remove the letter U from that word, what will happen? How do you read that word now? It's called business, right? Business. So, a lot of business owners started a business without really doing what I call the inside-out approach. Are just like a busy people. Really, they're just so busy that they forgot to live a life, right? They're so busy making a living that they forgot to live a life. So in starting, or rather when you're still in the process of starting or searching for the right business for you, okay, it always will start within you, okay? That's why for the word business, you remove the U, it's business. So it has to start with you. Not searching on, say, magazine, browsing online, asking people with different, you know, what's the right business for you, or how can I make an extra income, this and that. Because frankly, if you ask some people on what business to start, they're going to sell you opportunities, right? Or join these business opportunities or start this franchising business. And frankly, most of those people never had success in businesses too, right? So it's a scary advice to get. Yes, they mean good, right? Their motives are good to help you out. But really, getting advice from someone who never had success in business is just a stupid thing to do, okay? Now, so going back to our topic, which is searching yourself. So what are the questions you want to know, or what are the questions that you would like to know the answer for? Answer is, so what are those things that you would like to look into yourself, right? Well, first is obviously is what kind of life you want to have. Because frankly, for most of us, it's not really about the business, but the life that the business can give you. It's the life. It's the result. It's the end result. So business is not the end, but it just means to an end. So the first question you want to ask, okay, I understand I have to first search myself, know myself better, and from there, make a decision what is the right business for you. The question is knowledge. Okay, so think about right now. If you've been an employee for a long time, I know, I understand you may not have a lot of knowledge about a certain business. But you may or may not, I don't know. That's why first question is knowledge. Okay, do you have a knowledge on a certain business? Okay, in terms of knowledge, what are the things? So, pending operation, do you have a knowledge? Let's say you're working for a certain business. Do you know something about that business or an operation, right? Or it could be product creation or marketing or selling. What knowledge do you have right now? Okay, I know thinking is a hard thing to do. That's why not a lot of people are doing it, That's why me as your coach is trying to help you and push you a little bit to think about yourself. You have to stop thinking. You know, that's why a lot of people are spending so much time in telenovela or in Facebook or in Twitter or watching television because they don't want to think. You know, they try to skip thinking because it's an work, it's an effort, right? But for you to succeed in business, in life, to experience the life that most people won't never ever experience, you have to do things that most people are not doing, which is thinking. Okay, so first is knowledge. Check, do you have knowledge in a certain business, operation, product creation, marketing, and selling? Maybe you're growing up, you know, your parents are teaching you to do this and to do that, I don't know, or it could be, you know, an education, you know. So education, for example, a lot of accounting company were started by an accountant, right? Because they have certain education, they have already this knowledge about things, maybe not a complete thing or knowledge for the entire operation of the business, but at least you have some certain knowledge. So meaning you don't want to start a business where you have completely no idea about that business. You know, there's no chance. I'm not saying that you won't succeed in a certain business, but it will be harder to succeed in a certain business. And you know what I'm trying to help teach people or tell people is, if you want to start a business where you have a higher chance of succeeding, where you have a higher chance of winning. So the second question you want to ask yourself is the skills. Do you have a certain skills about something? Okay. When I was still in the, you know, teaching people in how to start their online business or internet business, a lot of people would like to start that business too. But you know what? If you have no skills, though skills can be learned, I understand that. Skills can be developed, I understand that. But if you don't have the skills, then you still have to learn those skills while running your business. So mas mahirap, you know? That's what I'm trying to tell you. Start a business where you already have have this, what I call the building blocks, the you thing, right? It's about you. Again, I'm going to lay out several points in here, but in starting a business, you don't have to have all these things and to find the right business for you, right? Maybe you only have a couple of these things, but at least you're not starting from something that you have completely no knowledge, no experience, no interest, you have no resources, you have no opportunity. That's not how you start a business, right? Again, search yourself and see if you can have a certain business that's already, you know, nandiyan na sa tabi mo. You're just not stopping and thinking about it, right? So skills again. So obviously, you say, going back to my example kanina, it's online business, then you have some computer skills. Again, I'm not saying that you won't succeed in a certain business because you don't have skills, because you could learn those skills, but it will be harder. That's why most people who succeed in a certain business, say online business, they have knowledge, they have experience, they have skills on that kind of business. Okay? But still, if you want to pursue that kind of business, then you have to prepare yourself that you will do a lot of studying, skills, and training and development of skills, right? So you just have to prepare for that. Number three, experience. Do you have a certain experience, a certain business? For example, you would like to put up a restaurant, okay? And then you've realized, okay, yes, about this business, okay? By the way, another building block is passion and interest. You have a passion or interest in a certain business. But let's say you have an interest, you have a passion, a certain business, but you don't have knowledge, you don't have skills, you don't have experience on that kind of business. So what are you going to do? Okay, so going back to my example, for example, you would like to start a restaurant business, then my recommendation or my advice for you, that before you quit your job, starting your business, is go and work in a restaurant. That way you start to learn to see things. I remember an example of a person, of a woman who would like to start and franchise a Subway. You know, a Subway, you know, yung sandwich, Subway restaurant. Because she loves Subway sandwiches. Look at that. dahil gusto niya lang yung food, then she would like to start that kind of business. Again, that's a smart thing to do. So she was given advice. Okay, if you would like to start or buy a franchise, I believe that's about 4, 5, 6 million to start that kind of business in pesos. Okay, is the advice that was given to her was go work at Subway. Okay, then after 6 months, she realized she's sick and tired of Subway stuff, and she realized that is not the right business for her. Once she learned how the operation works, how you serve food, marketing, and stuff like that. Okay, so you have to learn that. Okay, so how are you going to do it? Well, obviously, after your full time, then work for someone else. Okay, work for someone else while learning that. If you feel that is, if you don't have knowledge, skills, experience, but you are interested in a certain business. Number one is knowledge, skills. Number three, experience. Number four is passion or interest. Again, going back to passion or interest, okay? Be careful. I'm really careful whenever I say passion, okay? Because not all passion are monetizable. That word is even in the dictionary. But what I mean is, not all passion can be converted into business. Okay? There are passion that is just for a hobby. Or say, for, just to waste your time on things, right? They're not all passion can be turned into a business, right? For example, you have passion in photography, okay? You like that, doing those things, but you have to realize that yes, you can convert that into business, but at the same time, you know, in photography business, if you really succeed in that business, it's more than just taking pictures, right? You also obviously, I want to be on, you know, photography business or whatever. Obviously, the challenge there is not taking pictures, because most, you know, photographers already know that, but how am I getting a client? How am I going to get a client, right? So think about those things. Okay, again, my advice for you is passion. It's not all passion are be converted into business, but if you see some people who are passionate about things and they're able to build a business, then obviously that's a good clue that this certain passion can be converted into business. So again, in a starting business, hindi naman kinakailangan, you know, or fully passionate about a certain business. You could be just, you know, interested, you know, may passion, but maybe not completely. But there's a certain level of interest, at least. Ayaw mo naman mag-start ng business that you really don't like and not interested, because in developing a business and launching and running a business, you learn along the way, right? So if you're not really interested in a certain business, then obviously learning will be difficult for you. Number five will be resources. And by resources, it could be, you know, equipment, machinery, it could be cash, capital, it could be a network or group of people who can help you, like a mentor, right? These are resources. So when you're starting a business, I remember when I was really, really young, working as a web designer in Ortigas in Pasig City. That was back in maybe 2000, I don't know, maybe 2000, yeah, somewhere in 2000. And I told my supervisor, I go, sir, why don't we start a search engine company? You know, as if napakadali, right? Because one thing is, obviously you need some resources, you need lots of capital to be the next Google, okay? So think about that. Remember, I received another email asking me, because a question again, a business question, if what she can do for a bakery business, because in the past her mother had a success in a certain business, and they still have machinery for that business. So that is one of the core resources. Parang meron silang baking, I don't know kung anong machinery yon, but they have a certain equipment that's already there na parang hindi naman na-utilize. So That's another thing to think about, right? Cash or capital. Do you have capital or cash? A lot of people who are victimized by, you know, a lot of franchising and business opportunity and this and that. This is the only thing that fits them when they bought a certain franchise. Okay, after they're running the franchise, they realized, after they bought the franchise and run the franchise, they realized that it isn't the right business for them. But then it's too late. They already invested. So you see, a lot of franchisor will give you this illusion that buying a franchise or instant business means instant money. False. That is not true. It is the job of franchisor to sell this opportunity for you. Don't stop and think like what I'm thinking, teaching you right now. You will lose more money and you will have more sleepless nights. Okay? So, cash, capital, think about that. If you would like to start, maybe, paano kung wala ka masyadong capital, then maybe you can have some friends, or though I will put that sa huli na, but I'd rather you that you save some money from your work and starting your own business. Huli na yung partnership, and it becomes complex kasi when you start to bring in friends in your business and stuff like that. Okay, network of people. You know, again, resources. Do you have a sort of a network of people? Let's say you want to start a... Ano ba maganda? For example, you want to be in a speaking business, for example. Then you are involved into a different organizations, this and that. Then you can start a speaking business, and you can initially start with this group of people or say organizations or this and that, because you are already there. Nandun ka na. So think about that, and then also mentor. So let's say you would like to start a business, but you don't have knowledge and much experience about this business, but you're really interested in of it, then you have some cash or capital, then maybe you can find a mentor who had a success in the certain business. Okay? So, lastly will be the opportunity, or rather, first is before the last, second to the last will be the education. Again, this will should be in the knowledge. So, do you have a certain education about the stuff, about this thing? And then opportunity. Do you have a certain opportunity available for you that's kind of unique, you know? When a franchisor is selling you an opportunity, that's really not opportunity because you have cash, right? But what I'm talking about, when I'm saying opportunity here, do you have this certain unique opportunity? You know, mga tipong once in a lifetime opportunity that, you know, maybe... you don't want to miss this certain opportunity. I can't explain, give you rather an example about this. But if you will think about it, all the things that I gave you applies not only in business, but even in some certain professional level or career. For example, celebrities, right? Let's say, talk about, you know, Casey Concepcion. When she entered show business, she's not like completely have no knowledge, no skills, no experience, no interest, right? Obviously, she already have those. Why? Because obviously, her mom is a superstar, or rather, a megastar, Sharon Cuneta. So she already have this, certain knowledge about stuff and experience and of obviously network of people, right? Connection ng mom niya about the showbiz industry. So it's much easier for them to join entertainment business, right? In politics, is the same thing. Kaya nga, yun nga lang, ang dami nating, political dynasty, right? Because they take advantage of what they have right now. Okay? So in sports, it's the same thing. A lot of our athletes, who say basketball players, were actually, you know, or children or grandchildren or yeah, of some of the basketball player in the past, right? So see Ravenna, his name, I believe he's from Ateneo. He's a good player, but if you study his background, he's actually the son Bong Ravena, the past, basketball player. So this is basically what I'm telling you. You know, you don't want to start in a certain business that you have no, completely have no knowledge, skills, experience, none of all these things, right? Again, my advice is you don't have to have all these things that I mentioned when you are trying to start a business. Because maybe, you know, really interested in a certain business, but you have no experience, right? So this and that. So again, make sure that you have all other part of the building blocks. Okay, maybe you don't have experience. Okay, maybe you have some resources, and maybe you have an opportunity, and then maybe you can work for somewhere else just to develop the experience. You know what I'm saying? So that is my advice for you, and for my friends, my listeners who are OFW. My advice is pag-uwi po ninyo is instead of, you know, investing all your savings to a certain business, my advice is go back, find a job. Yes, find a job. And then start a business that you would like to start. This way you still have some sort of income. Never quit a job unless you have a profitable business. Again, this is your business coach to your freedom. This is John Oranya. Have a blessed day.